French love metal. There's the exposed framework of the Eiffel Tower at the Pompidou Centre in Paris, the traditional zinc-top bars and the corrugated metal of the classic Citroën van. So it's no surprise to find that one of the 20th century's top metalwork designers was a Frenchman called Jean Prouvaire. You might know him for his Standard chair, which was designed in 1934 for the University of Nancy, but is now popular in hipster cafes and modernist homes. It's classic Prouvaire, with two back supports made of folded metal, like the hollow fins of an aircraft, giving strength to the part of a chair that receives the greatest stresses. Slim tubular steel makes up the rest of the frame, with the plywood seat and backrest screwed to the frame. It shows what makes Prouvaire so important to design history, an essay in strength, minimalism, lightness and efficiency. What's more, it's actually comfortable to sit on. Prouvaire was born in 1901 in Nancy, the northern French city famous for Art Nouveau architecture and the steel industry. He studied engineering until the outbreak of World War I, when he became fascinated by metalwork. He was apprenticed to a local blacksmith, and that instilled in him a deep understanding of the properties of metal. He set up a workshop which made wrought iron furniture and fittings, but he soon became obsessed with the idea of prefabricated buildings, uniting domestic design with industrial technology, and calling himself a constructor rather than architect or engineer. By the outbreak of World War II, where he operated within the French resistance as codename Locksmith, he had designed houses for refugees, the metal panels of which could fit on the back of a truck and be quickly assembled with minimal expertise. Post-war, he designed prefabricated country school buildings, and then, most famously, his Maison Tropicale, tropical houses, which were shipped out in numbers to the French colonies in Africa. His own house, built outside Nancy in 1954, utilised bits and pieces from other projects and is on many an architect's pilgrimage. These buildings all incorporated similar elements to his furniture. The lightweight metal frame of an elegant spa building in Evian, built in the 1950s, is like a larger version of the Standard chair frame. This was his signature look, along with metal panels pierced by portholes. He created the sleek steel and wood staircases for Le Corbusier's apartment blocks, where each step is given a handhold for a small child to hold on to, and library stairs for the BNP Bank that look as though they should be wheeled out to a plane. He chaired the jury for the new Pompidou Art Centre and pushed for the winning design by Rogers and Piano, with its shockingly visible framework, making him and them pioneers of modernism's high-tech movement. He died in 1984, but his influence remains huge, his designs having a 20th century timelessness, not quite Art Deco, not quite high-tech, but reveling in the beautiful usefulness of all things metal.